Any new agents or strategies in the metastatic setting that you think are going to be promising?
I think this has become a very active area. Obviously, the development of panitumumab in combination with cytotoxic chemotherapy, I think, is certainly on the horizon. I think a number of the small molecule inhibitors that target the VEGF signaling pathway that have recently been approved, the Pfizer compound Sutent, approved for just refractory tumors as well as renal cell cancer. Obviously, I think it may have application for colorectal cancer. The compound that was developed by Bayer and Onyx, sorafenib, also, I think there's a great deal of interest in combining that agent with traditional cytotoxic chemotherapy for metastatic colorectal cancer. I think there are a number of antibodies that target each of the different VEGFR receptors. There's a very interesting molecule, VEGF-TRAP. Its development has been somewhat slowed, but it's interesting if you look at the preclinical setting, that molecule binds with significantly higher affinity to VEGF than Avastin. And so I think it'll be interesting to see how that molecule may be developed in combination with our cytotoxic chemotherapy. So I think there are a whole host of antibodies, chimeric proteins, small molecules of the VEGFR signaling pathway, of the EGFR signaling pathway that are coming down the pike.
Where are we in terms of tissue predictors or response to any of these new agents, or for that matter, older agents?
I think that's a terrific question, and I think obviously what we'd like to do is move away from empiric therapy of our patients and move more towards individually tailored therapy. I wish I could say that we're there. And certainly in terms of, I think, being able to predict who will respond or not respond, we're clearly not there. I think where we perhaps have made some strides is in being able to predict or identify which patients might experience increased toxicity to chemotherapy. Best example actually is the use of the UGT1A1 pharmacogenomic test to identify patients who might experience increased myelosuppression, GI toxicity in the form of diarrhea, secondary to irinotecan-based chemotherapy. And for sure, probably the test for dihydropyrimidine dehydrogenase deficiency, DPD. Okay, so this is an enzyme that breaks down 5-FU, and what has been shown by Bob D'Azio and a number of investigators, so in patients who have either partial or complete deficiency of that enzyme, patients will experience excessive severe toxicity. So unfortunately, there's no validated test as of yet to identify patients with deficiencies or alterations in DPD activity. But Dr. D'Azio's lab, in fact, can test for that. And he's actually trying to develop a very novel breath test, which actually might be more widely used in the clinical setting. The main message, I think, to convey to our physicians is I think there's no better time right now with respect to the treatment options that we have available to our patients for advanced disease, and I think now there are growing options for treatment in the adjuvant setting. And so I think it's critically important, given all of these different options, that we as physicians also take the time to sit down with our patients and discuss the pros and the cons and the potential, advantages, disadvantages of the different types of therapies, and not really try to pigeonhole and generalize.